how many copies of Lord of the Rings can I spot right now? 3, 4. There's a lot of Tolkien happening. Okay.
It's a lot of Tolkien happening. That's my the name of my J.R. Tolkien podcast. Are you too loud? I think you're too loud. Not you too loud. I think your microphone's too loud.
Fairy tales
can come true.
They can happen to you.
When you're
young at heart.
J.R.R. Tolkien. Oh, wait. I totally left
still
the back
for
of
that
this thing.
J.R.R. Tolkien romantic comedy to come out.
His life was a romantic comedy. I'm just kidding. It was a tragedy.
You've taken me by surprise.
And scene. That was a good one. Thanks, everybody, for watching our show. I think you were good. I think we're good and groovy.
All right. All right.
All right. All right. All right. Here we are on the Berenstain Bears show.
So good to be back here in the Bear Cave. It's not what we call this
Bear
place.
Cave. We don't call this anything at all. This is my house.
Oh, right.
You don't get to name my land.
So glad to be back in Bear Country.
I am glad to be back in Bear Country. I'm glad to have you back in Bear Country.
Thank
I'm glad
you,
to
Phil
have
Gonzalez.
I'm glad to have another person with me today.
It's been a while.
Oh, here we go. There's a volume control on this.
Oh, nice. I can hear both of us.
I can hear me. I can hear you. Why do you sound better than me?
I don't know. I think you sound far better than me.
Is it because I can hear my own voice echoing in my head?
Maybe.
Oh, it's tricks.
You have a better podcast voice. That's why I gave up on podcasting.
Is that why you gave up
on podcasting? I was like, Phil's got a better podcasting voice. I'll leave it to him.
Yeah, leave it to the bear experts. Leave it to me. I don't have a good podcast. Do you think I have a good podcasting voice?
I think
voice?
You have a great podcasting voice.
What makes you
Mine
say that?
Sounds all gravelly and shallow. And
really? Like, what's a good podcasting
sometimes
voice,
Sometimes I, though? Like, sound like a little child. My voice cracks. I went to school to speak. I should speak like I'm on stage, like... Should really bring it forward.
You should project really loudly.
Yeah. Well, when I had a podcast, I would speak like NPR level, mm-hmm. like really.
You did an NPR thing. You
I did like, kind of the welcome to Twin Cities podcast.
Yeah, but you were like a really serious podcaster.
Yeah, I suppose.
You weren't like, let's talk about children's bears. You were like, let's explore like the art and craft of songwriting and the Twin Cities landscape.
Yeah.
Like, if you got me trying to do the same thing, I'd have been like, what's your song about?
That's the newer version. Like, if I revamp it, it's going to be like, hi, this is Mark Sweeney.
Welcome to Mark's Song Extravaganza. What's your singy song about?
Hi, do you love theater and music?
Musical theater? What, that's like cats? Everyone loves cats.
Meow.
Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and jingle, 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 jumps. I don't know the words to the window song. Something at the window. Hello there. What does it go? Jingle at the window, tidy or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The only reason I know this one Christmas carol is because they sing it in the Barney Christmas special. That people online have made fun of. So like this, I know from this one clip of a little boy like singing the song.
I'll have to check it out myself.
You should. No, don't not ever, because it's a terrible Christmas
special.
Well,
I love Christmas specials.
It's literally a Christmas special about Barney helping kids decorate a tree, and it's an hour long.
Oof.
They pad it out a little bit.
I know another Christmas special about a tree.
Is it Charlie Brown Christmas? Because that is literally about a tree.
It's true. That is another Christmas special about
a
tree.
It's a classic one. It ends with a boy.
It ends with a boy?
Sad.
It ends with a boy sad.
Uh-huh.
You know what special doesn't end with a boy sad?
Is that how Childs sold the story to the bigwigs? Hear me out. It ends with a boy sad. We've all been sad at one point or another, gentlemen.
And they were like, we won't buy it. And then he was like, but it's Charlie Brown. And they're like, oh, now we understand. We all feel that pain.
Oh, who are you again? Oh, I'm Charles Schultz. Oh, you just were in here. He sold a lot. He had a lot of holiday specials.
Charles Schultz?
Mm-hmm.
He did. My personal favorite.
Yeah?
Thanksgiving.
Why is Thanksgiving the one that everyone loves so much?
I had it on VHS.
Just familiarity.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's like the album, the influential album that's not as popular as everyone else.
Oh, it's the second
cool cred.
Yeah.
Special.
It's not the pumpkin. Yeah, it's like, oh,
it's not the tree.
It's not Gordon. By mm-hmm. Bare Naked Ladies, it's Maybe You Should Drive Corey. By Bare Naked Ladies.
Wow.
You know.
There's a reference everyone could understand.
You know, for a while, no one thought of Maybe You Should Drive, but it actually has much more mature songs
on
it.
It's like, oh, it's not the White Album or Sgt. Pepper, it's Revolver. No?
I thought everyone liked Revolver, though. I thought that was the one everyone was like, Revolver. Like, now people are like, yeah, Revolver's like
But,
the...
like, even 20 years ago, it was all like Sgt. Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? Why did it change?
Everyone loved Sgt. Pepper when I was in junior high.
Yeah.
That was not 20 years ago.
Well, everyone, are you sure?
Yeah, I was 21 20 years ago. I'd moved beyond Sgt. Pepper. I was more into Magical Mystery Tour. I was more into being the contrarian who insisted that Magical Mystery Tour was the superior.
Please please me, though. Come on.
That's a good song. Magical Mystery Tour, the like American release that has like extra songs on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a solid group of songs. That's a solid grouping of songs. It's more like, you know, like here's the more novelty-ish of the songs, but
well, it looks like we've gone down Abbey Road here in Bear Country.
Oh, Abbey Road, that's the one that everyone used to say was the best one. That's true.
We're talking about peanut specials.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like the Thanksgiving one. We're wending our way.
In which he deals all the food like cards. Mm-hmm.
And I would say that like Charlie Brown Thanksgiving is a more mature special in the sense that like it doesn't hit you over the head with its theme. It's sort of like it's more a little more subtle about it. It's more about like friendship and like characters get angry at each other, like but not like cartoon angry, like legitimately like frustrated with one another.
Yeah, you know what would help the whole situation? If their parents were around
and if Peppermint Patty wasn't abandoned by her single dad like on Thanksgiving.
Because
you remember that she has a single dad. Like she's been raised alone.
Yeah, subplot.
No, Peppermint Patty like is established. She's she's being raised by a single father. We don't know what happened to her mother. He's very supportive. He loves her very much, but he tends to disappear a lot. And there was a whole special where she was a home alone and Snoopy had to come and like stay with her because she was scared of being alone at night.
Oh my goodness.
And she was afraid that burglars were going to break in. Yeah. She has a story. Like she has a story there.
You're shaking me here, Phil.
I know. I'm literally shaking, Mark. If you can't see, but I've been shaking for the last half hour. So this is just our long way of getting into the point of tonight's point.
Jingle bells. Oh, that's going to be royalties, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no,
jingle,
wait.
Jingle, jingle, jingle,
jingle, here come the bears. Jingle, 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 jingle. Tonight, we have a special, special gift for all of our listeners. All of my listeners. But everyone who's listening, Mark is part of this gift.
It's true. I'm here to help you give this gift to all of your listeners.
You're not only to help me give this gift to all of my listeners, to help me create this gift for all of my listeners.
Correct.
I could not do this alone.
It's true.
Like, I was like, I want to do this for everyone, but I'm nerve-wracked about doing it. And then I was like, what can I do to make the situation comfortable and fun and something I actually would look forward to doing? And I was like, just add Mark.
Aw. That's a gift in itself. Thanks, Phil.
Is it? Because that's all you're getting.
Yeah. Well, this is all you're getting.
When you grow up, when you become real men, you stop giving each other gifts. And you start giving each other stern looks and hearty pats on the back.
And podcast guest spots.
And podcast guest spots. It's the gift that keeps on giving because it will live long after we are dead. So the gift that I am giving to the viewers that we are preparing tonight is... Say it.
The Berenstain Bear Christmas Special.
The Berenstain Bear's Christmas Tree.
The Christmas Tree itself. From 1979.
Mm-hmm.
On CBS.
Yes.
Yes.
Commentary track.
Commentary track.
We are giving a free commentary track. Well, just free. I mean, this is all free. But we're doing this. This is a commentary track for
the listeners. Don't press play yet.
don't press play. If you've been playing, if you were like, I think this is a commentary track, and you've been like playing this whole time, we just ruined the special. We've ruined half the special for you. And you're like, this doesn't sync up at all.
It could, though.
I mean, it could.
It could be like a Dark Side of the Oz thing.
Yep, mm-hmm. It could be. I bet if you play the Bare Naked Ladies Gordon while you're watching St. Mary's Christmas Tree, it all syncs up when Hello City comes on.
They're in the city.
They're in
the
city.
It's amazing.
Yep. Was that the first Bare Naked Ladies song you thought of when you thought of Gordon?
It was, actually.
Hello City.
And then Lying in Bed Like Brian Wilson, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. It's called Brian Wilson.
No, I mean, come on.
It's a song that Brian Wilson actually has performed in concert.
Oh, that's a good, that's a,
it's
nice
a little
fact.
Joke. Yeah. He's like, this is a song about when I was kind of crazy. And well, these Canadians made a goofy song about it.
It's good. He can make light of the situation.
It's good. It's been years.
It's been years.
Yeah. And that Smile release that came out was not as good as it could have been like a few decades
like the
ago.
One he recorded?
Yeah.
The or one the that, when they finally released all the tapes from way back when?
The one that he did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It was no Sergeant Pepper.
Anyway, tonight we are taking a look at the Berenstain Bears Christmas Tree from 1979, which I have talked about before on this show, but this is going to be a little running commentary, a little fun Christmas gift. We are using the recording, the video on YouTube that has officially been put up by the Berenstain Bears. This is not an illegally uploaded copy. This is the actual recording of that the official company wants you to see for free on Berenstain Bears YouTube channel. So if you just go to YouTube, go to Berenstain Bears, you'll see Berenstain Bears Christmas Tree. And so we have it like all like it's all like lined up at the beginning. It's at 000. And yeah. What we're gonna do is count us down.
Okay.
And I'll go 1, 2, 3, start. And when I say start is when my finger's gonna hit the space bar to start the movie.
Excellent.
One, you don't have to worry about this.
Okay, I'm just gonna.
You're gonna chill.
I'm not gonna touch anything because I'm afraid of messing it up.
Right. You don't touch a darn thing. I will hit the button 1, 2, 3, start, and it should all sync up perfectly if you are able to do this. If you're not, you're just gonna hear a bunch of talking. Maybe it'll be entertaining. I have no idea. I don't even know if this is gonna work.
Yeah, I love this.
This
I
could
love
be terrible.
Let's do this.
Yeah, this is funny because we kind of did this before. We did this a little bit with the LP, with the double LP set.
Or correct.
The one LP set.
One LP.
Two sides, though.
It felt like a double LP.
It did. It felt an hour and a half long.
The songs were repetitive.
It was no White Album.
It's true.
A lot of people say that Berenstain, to me, the Berenstain Bears is the best Berenstain Bears LP.
It's more like a stunt.
It was like that record that the Beatles would send for Christmas.
Right.
To their fan club.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas from the Beatles.
And you're like, there's just people talking.
This is John. Merry Christmas. This is Ringo.
We should get on with this.
Merry Christmas.
We should get on with this with the recording.
Mark's getting really impatient. He wants to get home to his baby.
No.
I'm sorry I'm keeping you from your beautiful baby boy.
It's just fine, Phil. I really keep doing Beatles impersonations.
Okay, so before we actually start, I just want to say that because we won't have time to talk about this during the episode, the producer of this show was Buzz Potemkin.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz Potemkin died in 2012, like not long after Jan Berenstain died.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz Potemkin's one of those names that like you're like, I don't know who that is. But like in the animation industry, like he was a huge influencer. He had like the most successful animation studio in New York City. Mm-hmm. He like created like the Hawaiian Punch guy. He's responsible for like Dexter's Laboratory, like a lot of those cartoons that came out of Cartoon Network. He worked for Disney for a while. He worked for Hanna-Barbera for a long time.
You know, that makes sense when we start to look at some of the animation that's happening in the special.
Like yeah.
Some of the lines of people's faces and yeah.
Yeah, no.
Saying in the detail. And
it's very true. He started that animation studio when he was like 25, I think. Like he was this young guy. And he was responsible for producing all the Berenstain Bears specials and the Saturday morning TV shows. He was a real driving force. And then it was directed by Mordecai Morty Gerstein.
Yeah.
who is a Caldecott-winning children's book illustrator.
Yeah.
He did one about the Twin Towers.
That's correct. The man after 9/11, but it was about the tightrope walker.
Yeah, the man who walked between the towers. Mm-hmm. He's still working today. He's I posted an interview with him actually on the Berenstain Bears, the Deep in Bear Country Facebook page. Take a look at it. He only directed these Berenstain Bears specials and like one episode of a cartoon show, and he like once directed like a little indie animation like in the 60s, and that's it. Like, he didn't do much television. I guess he like did the Berenstain Bears, and either was like, it'll never get any better than this, or he was like, I can't do any more of this.
But you did a lot of illustrations connected to this one writer, is that correct?
I don't remember.
Okay. I think it was like Dracula's a Pain in the Neck and some of those.
Oh, okay. I know he has a book called I Am Pan. Okay. I'm Pan, and it's like a children's book about the god Pan. Which I was like, oh, I thought it was going to be about Peter Pan or something, but nope. Sure. It's about...
I thought it was going to be about bread.
That's going to be about a certain thing you use in the kitchen. A pan.
Oh, right.
I'm Pan. First in a series. I am Gravy Boat.
I am Colander.
I am Placemat.
Mm-hmm. I am Fork.
No. I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
Not playing in your space. I'm sorry. Yes, and I am... Table Leaf. All right.
I am ready to press play.
We are just naming parts of things right now. That's what you tuned in for. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Let's
I'm warming my hands
warm
up.
Warm your hands up. Scoot your seats up.
Put a fire in the fireplace. And turn down the lights, but turn up the lights on whatever sort of holiday candles you might have around.
Yep. Bear candles.
Mm-hmm.
Red candles, all of them. Here we go. Remember, it's 1, 2, 3, play. 1, 2, 3, play. All right, this is our commentary track. And right off the bat, we see the bear stuff store, which sells bear stuff.
It's the barber shop.
The barber shop. And, oh, these are our first animated. This is back when all the different bears didn't look all exactly the same.
And I'm impressed because some of them aren't singing while others are. Like, they put detail. That was the first thing that struck me. I'm like, oh, they put detail into that.
What's striking me is the fact that this has that real 1970s movement to it. Hmm. Everything's a little more laid back, a little less frenetic, even when it tries to be frenetic.
The music kind of indicates that as well.
Yeah, but there's like there's a slowness to all these gags. If you're watching Papa Bear... It's very bouncy. He's supposed to be doing wacky stuff, but it's very gentle. Like, it's a very gentle touch.
There's all that facial detail in the animation.
Yeah, this is not Saturday morning animation. Yeah. This is much more detailed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the fastest clock in the world. Mm-hmm. It needs to... Yep, there we go.
Once he cuckoos.
Beartown excitement peaks at 2 o'clock every afternoon.
That's a beehive, right?
It's a wasp trap for Grizzly Gran. Sorry, Grizzly Gran. Oh, and look, Papa's back from Innsmouth. He's a hideous monstrosity. And here's where we first learned that the treehouse is 150 yards wide.
And now here's some more facial goofiness.
Yeah, this gag goes on a little long.
Yep, facial goofiness.
You kind of see it coming. Yeah, a guest spot by Walter Matthau. And it's funny, if you think there's a dead fish in this special, it will come back up.
Yeah, thank you. You might have thought The Simpsons did it first.
Nope. Okay, so Papa's an arbormorph. He's turning. This is only the first of some of the trippier visual information our eyes
Papa's
will receive.
Obsession with trees and animals. He
right.
Becomes them in his eyes and his body. Yeah.
Yeah. This special goes off in fantasy directions that the books kind of avoid it. And I'm going to believe that that's Stan and also like the influence of the animators themselves.
It's, yeah. Like, the influence of the medium of animation.
Yeah. Like really willing to play around in what animation could do.
Yes. I'd agree.
There's
with
our
that.
Friend Buzz.
Yeah.
And our first voice of Papa Bear.
Yeah, and it's a very traditional Papa voice. And you know what? just like that EP we listened to,
mm-hmm.
the narrator and Papa Bear are the same guy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, though, the there's something about his authority, I guess. Oh, see, brother, that's not how physics works.
Yeah,
right. It doesn't work to do that.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, right? Classic closet gag.
Don't open that door, McGee!
Ask your great-grandpa about that one.
So they just not use that closet the other 364 days of the year?
I guess not.
You would think that like a tree would have limited space.
Balls, bangles.
That's a bright-colored balls count number one, by the way.
Right. Well, yeah. And they mentioned hooks. And that was the bear loom right there.
That was one of the bear loom. Yep.
He say? Hold on.
Wait, listen to this. Tis the season to what?
To be furry?
Furry?
I
have no idea. I've been trying to figure that one out for
a while. Thank you.
I was like, to be fair? Because that rhymes with
bear.
Here
we go.
Oh, count them.
Okay, first of all, there are no points. They're all covered. And if they're eight, they're more than 18 if we're counting.
They put the balls on the ends after the star fell off the tree on numerous occasions and stuck in certain cubs down below.
Yeah.
But it's Christmas Eve. All the other bears are going to be celebrating Christmas.
Hmm.
By the time they come from there, no one's coming from near and far to look at your Christmas tree.
Hmm. Mama has not spoken yet.
No, she hasn't. Like me.
See those honeycomb lights?
Oh, my goodness. So the sconces on the... You pointed this out. The sconces on the door are not the sconces.
Yeah.
That's so wild. Oh, here's your mama.
Oh my gosh, he just raspberried her.
I know. Voice provided by Broadway actor whose name I can't remember. she's a seasoned actor. Let's just put it like that. Oh, the smog monster. Ah, my toe. So, what's Papa's deal with Gus?
I don't know, because he doesn't like him so much that he'll even badmouth him.
Like,
directly in front of his tree lot.
Yeah, Gus doesn't really become a major player in the book series at all, but in these specials, man.
He wears a hat with his name on it.
Oh my gosh. So... I am impressed by the fact that all the bears in this special look different. Like, as the books go along, they stop looking different from one another.
I love this animation here. It's really precious, like the different trots.
Yep.
It's a unique angle you wouldn't get on, like, a Saturday morning
right,
cartoon.
It really is. So what's the... Whoa.
Here
okay.
we go.
Okay, here we are. Here we are.
Trees
this is
obsession.
The beginning of... I'll kill them all. I'm impressed that he didn't rhyme Isthmus with Christmas in that rhyme.
That is impressive.
That's a real restraint.
Oh.
Tripping. Whoa, my goodness. Okay,
now
so
we have like a Dumbo-esque.
I was actually thinking, budget-wise, it's more like Halloween is Grinch night. Like, this is...
Yeah.
We're looking at a...
I like how he puts the... Yeah, right here, where he puts the ornaments and they bounce back so they don't
was
have
he,
to...
Were they bouncing back or was the tree tossing them back?
Either way, they didn't have to animate the ornaments.
Right, hanging on
the tree. There's that... more than 18 point star.
This is a delightful sequence, by the way.
I like it. I like the song probably the best of all the
songs.
Yeah,
speaking of the music, who did the music for this?
Why, Phil, you have the name right in front of you.
Do I?
Oh, yeah. Crayfish fricassee, too. Like, is that something a little boy would be into?
Maybe in Bear Town they are.
Are they giving away the moral right away? Just front loading the... Oh.
He just rhymed forgetting with forgetting, which really bothers me in this special. Ah!
Are they rounding a bend or are they turning 90 degrees?
Kill them all.
Oh my.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's Sheldon quit.
It had legs that went on for days. Just another bright colored balls.
Count.
What?
Bell and ball count.
Yeah.
Number three.
They keep saying bright colored balls, which just makes me laugh every single time.
Mm-hmm.
A skunk lives here.
Uh-oh. Some good cartoon physics there.
Yeah, look at that. It hurts. It hurts.
Defying gravity makes me sweat.
Oh, man. I hate it. They keep expanding their force powers. Which rhymes with trunk.
Thank you.
So, like, that's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
We worked backward from this rhyme. I love the angry animals.
Mm-hmm. That is a chipmunk's been taking classes.
It's a shame that the birds never sing.
Everyone loves singing birds. Hmm. So this is the tree for woodland animals and crows.
Yep. Everyone lives in a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate Hanukkah? I don't know. They can't all celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. How does... Yeah.
I bet the skunk didn't. It's not even a Christmas card.
Skunks only recognize the new year.
Jesus said nothing for me.
Yeah. Bangles and bells.
Bright colored balls.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Actual CT scan of Papa Bear. Kids, it's not really your father.
Wait, why is there a snowman and not a snow bear? What sort of... Oh, tree vision.
My organs have been replaced with plastic knickknacks. I will drown to my death.
That's not a hill. A hill does not go in that direction.
He's really Daffy Ducking all over the place here.
He is.
Oh, my God. Sinister Bog, home of the Bog Brothers.
We get it. You'll travel around the world in 80 days.
Ooh.
Wait, why did he forget his name?
I don't know. That gag kind of falls flat.
What does the Q stand for?
Quietus. We know. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
hand animated
snow.
Yeah, each flake drawn.
Yeah, it's like,
on...
Well, it's kind of like falling on certain
clouds. I have a feeling. I think that was what, like, green screened.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those.
The green screenedest snow in the, of all time.
It's very. It's tumbling over something that's not there. Oh, it went away.
I'm probably going to jail. Do you describe trees as all the trimmings? Like, I would think that's the way you describe food.
Right. You trim a tree, you trim but a you tree. Don't say it has all the trimmings.
Right. Cranberry sauce?
Maybe, I mean, we haven't even talked about that.
I do mine in the woods.
These bears already live in a tree.
That's like, right. There's a certain contradiction here we're dealing with.
They should already understand that they're cutting down someone's home.
Right. Yeah, exactly. What do they think happens in trees? All animals that share a tree.
Wolves do not live in trees, Phil. I'm no wolf expert, but...
We're about to get the lamest gag in the whole special. Yeah, so hold tight, everyone.
There's some... I mean, someone was like, hey, if we're going to have a bald eagle... At least I think that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, here it comes. Well, first there's this... Yeah.
Which is also very Looney Tunes.
It's very Looney Tunes. It's very, the timing's weird. And it all leads up just to this. So, is it a joke? Is that even a joke?
It passed so quickly.
Is it there for the parents? Like, oh, I get it. It's a thing with an eagle.
Yeah. And an axe. Not even.
And are we supposed to fear for the Cubs' lives at this point? Because they really could get injured.
It's true.
They're not at fault.
But there's like cartoon physics here.
Who are you talking to? Nope. There he goes again. I think he's a robot. Like, we already know that he's not actually meat inside.
He's a robot programmed to cut down trees.
Right, right. He's like a rogue, actual, factual creation. I invented these tree-cuffing robots. I gave them a love of Christmas so they'd work harder. The Grinch is coming down in the other direction. I figured this whole Christmas thing out before you did. Look at that.
Why are all these trees on the edges of cliffs?
Right. We're lucky that comedy comes in threes, or else this special would never end.
How many cliffs are in Bear Country?
I have to believe that this is the forest that Papa's just cleared out for his business. Secret window. And...
Oh, he's dressed just like Papa.
See, it's dressed just like them. Papa lets them live because he can identify with them.
Because they're dressed like him?
Yep. Oh, they dress like us. They act like us. I'll let them live. Come, Cubs.
So all that skunk had to do was put on a hat and some overalls?
Right. That's the rumor, the whisper going around the forest now. It's like, get the hat and the overalls and he'll let us live. Ah! I knew it would happen.
Whatever it was, I think they just explained what it was. Whatever changed his mind.
The real lesson of Christmas is don't kill. We wish you thought about this 30 degrees ago. Colored balls.
They just need another all rhyme.
That guy hates us.
And out runs a squirrel family.
Right. It's like the small decapitated animals like rolling in the snow. Slalom. Watch out for snowmen.
That is impossible.
Stop goofing around and just get to the bottom of the hill.
What?
Where is this?
What?
Oh, they died. That's what it's telling us. They died up on that mountain. They've transcended their bodies.
The black hole and came back out.
Is this the legend of the Wendigo? Is this how that goes?
See, once again, classic snowman.
I am one with the snow. Yeah, because it's December 29th.
Oh, leftover from Charlie Brown's Christmas special.
Needle Park. Mama's ticked.
Oh, right. We live in a tree.
All those animals we didn't kill are
all
begging
those
our favor.
We're supposed to be celebrating. We're like, please spare us for every season.
We'll do this every year just for you. The incomprehensible bear. Oh, I thought we'd lost you, Mama. It came from exploding Mars.
What's that deer doing?
Get off my head.
Mama bird.
Her soul.
Right.
Oh, a real singer.
Yeah, it's real relief.
Pat Leisinger, I think her name is. She's a Broadway actor. You'll listen. If you listen, you'll hear some child singers who aren't quite on the pitch.
Papa Bear is always kind of an uncomfortable voice to sing in, so you'll get like either like really vibrato-y or kind of.
Oh.
Be quiet, you rat.
Ah, you can talk.
Oh. Wiggly worms.
They're all intelligent and sentient. This adds a whole other dimension to the show.
It's like, how do they know about people?
That freaks me out so much.
We're aware you're watching us. It wasn't.
Do all the other tree houses get decorated? Because they all lived in trees at this point.
Yeah. Why didn't the bears go back and decorate all those trees that they tried to cut down?
Yeah, why is their house on the outskirts of town? Keep Papa and his explosive temper away from the epilogue.
Yeah.
5 years later.
Hey, where's that beehive?
There's a picture of honey.
Papa, what of death?
Ah!
Don't eat me.
This is how it's to be talked down to.
Be quiet. Is he going to kill her?
So, there it is.
Seen it.
Sister Bear.
A candy kugel. That's more of a Hanukkah dish.
Ring those Vinnie bells.
Elliot Lawrence.
Stan Berenstain.
Now, Elliot Lawrence is a Tony Award winning.
Right. He did some arrangements.
Arrangement, yep.
Wrote scores for Broadway shows. And, you know, the whole feel of this, that score is very like early 80s, late 70s.
Uh-huh.
A little synthesizer, some swelling strings. I feel like I'm watching the Rose Bowl of my youth.
Welcome back to the
Perpetual Motion Pictures. They discovered it.
And the Cates Brothers.
And then it just kind of ends.
Yeah.
Your dad like makes you shut off the channel because the news is coming on.
I always love these television specials because they're like, oh, the star is shown brighter than the plastic star on top of, and then it's like the Berenstain Bear Christmas brought to you by Vicks Vapor Rub, you know?
It's like, that's a bad example though. Like, what? You need Vapor Rub. Dolly Madison Pies.
Yeah, well, that's classic, right? That's the Peanuts.
I felt like Charlie Brown specials lost a little bit of their charm when Dolly Madison stopped advertising with them.
Like within the actual.
Yes. Like, with like the Charlie Brown characters.
Characters,
like,
yeah.
And not in a like cynical, like haha way, but like that was a really big part of growing up.
Was eating.
No, I never ate a Dolly Madison.
Packaged cakes?
No, seeing that part of the special.
Was it Coca-Cola too?
Coca-Cola was the original sponsor.
The original sponsor? Okay.
But then Dolly Madison Pies came on later. Mmm. Mm, Dolly Madison Pies. So had you ever seen the Berenstain Bears Christmas Tree?
Not that I recall.
Like, did it ever air when you were a kid?
It probably did. And, you know, I was of generation to see this probably when it aired, not the first time, but through the 80s. But I don't really recall it. I read more of the books and I don't remember seeing them in any other form in my youth.
Yeah. I know that I saw Berenstain Bears Christmas specials, but my memory of which ones exactly, I mean, not Christmas specials, just like primetime specials. My memories of which ones exactly are muddied. Like for a while I was like, no, I definitely saw this one. Then I was like, maybe I have better memories of Big Paw. Like, because I remember being kind of afraid of Big Paw.
Yeah.
And that's the Thanksgiving one. I don't think I've ever seen, like, had ever seen the Valentine special, but, and then there's one about sports.
Yeah. I don't think that's a bad holiday / Christmas special at all.
No, no.
You know, it doesn't, it's not, it's, it lives in its world. It has a nice pacing. The, you know, it has a really simple story.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It was a big deal.
It really reaches for the warm and fuzzy at the end, which most specials do, but it does it pretty well.
And it undercuts itself with a nice gag at the end. Wait, Papa, didn't you say you're supposed to think of everybody? Well, not this animal we're going to eat.
Yeah.
So that's the Berenstain Bears Christmas Tree. Running commentary track. Basically, it was just like, what is it like to sit and watch anything with Mark and Phil?
I hope you enjoyed it.
Was the over and under of it. If you ever sit and watch anything on television with us, you can pretty much guarantee it's going to be similar to this.
Pretty similar.
We never stop talking. We're the worst. We're kind of the worst people to hang out with.
That's why no one else is here, Phil.
Yep. That's why even my child is upstairs watching cartoons. Not this, though. Different cartoons. Mark, thank you for joining me in my home.
Hey, no problem. Good to be here, Phil.
It's good to have you. And thank you for joining me on this little experiment.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. And I hope people enjoyed this as a little holiday bonus.
A little Christmas treat.
Christmas treat.
The Christmas treat with the Christmas tree. Everybody, I hope if you celebrate Christmas that you have a good one. If you don't celebrate Christmas, I hope that you aren't too bothered by all the hubbub of the accompanying holiday. I know it can get a little overwhelming if you're not part of the part of the festivities, but I hope you can move through it and come out the other side and have a happy and joyful new year. I will see everyone soon-ish. You think this should be the last episode of the year?
Nah, you got one more in you.
Well, now I have to do another one. So join us next time when Mark comes over and talks about it. I don't know. Maybe there'll be another one this year. Or maybe I'll take a week off and get myself together.
Do that film.
Relax a little bit. Stretch out. Clean the house.
It's supposed to be, yeah. Give yourself a break.
Yeah, if you want to hear my beautiful voice, I have two other shows that I'm a part of. I do It's Del Toro Time, where I discuss Guillermo del Toro movies with my teenager, and we just did The Shape of Water just came out, and I believe also The Hunchback of Notre Dame. So if you want to catch up on those, which isn't a Guillermo del Toro movie, but we're also covering his influences. And I also have a podcast called Click It Cast, which is a podcast I do with John McCoy, and it's about Beverly Cleary, and we are about to jump into Mitch and Amy, and then we're just going to start the Ramona series proper. So you got that coming up.
Fantastic.
I know. And then we're over the hump and we are, you know, just coasting through the end of her career. Coasting, I don't know. Meanwhile, the Berenstain Bears are going strong. We've got hundreds more books to cover. Mm-hmm. And if you want, you can stop by patreon.com/deepinbearcountry, throw a few dollars my way. Mark, do you have anything coming up?
Yes. Starting in March and then through April at 6 o'clock on Saturday evenings, I'll be at Huge Theater performing Rated G, an improvised family-friendly musical.
If you are in the Twin Cities area, please stop by Huge Theater and watch. What is it called again?
Rated G.
Rated G, a family-friendly improv musical. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called? An improvised family?
Improvised, yeah.
Family
That's what it's called.
Musical. I think it's just amazing. I think it's great that you're doing that. And I think that it's totally worth going out. If you're in the area, Huge Theater is an invaluable resource for the Twin Cities theater and comedy community. So I'm not funny, so I don't do that kind of stuff. I just sit in front of a mic and talk about bear shows. So everybody, thank you so much for listening. Happy holidays. Keep warm. Happy New Year. And I will see all of you next time deep in Bear Country.
What in the name of Bear Country is going on in here?
We got to go with the Papa Bear Podcast.
Yeah, fun. Just we call it the, your mic.
We call it the Papa Bear Podcast because everyone's popping on the mic. Well, I guess I should have said the Papa Bear Podcast. More like the Papa Mike Podcast.
Who's Papa Mike?
Because I always have my Papa Mike on.
I don't understand. Who's Papa Mike?